that some of the music you'll be hearing during this hour of live music during the midday today, a midday for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and with me in our Buck studio today are violinists Tim Camp and Eleanor Bartsch, and their pianist Thomas Kasdorf is here also. And both Tim and Eleanor are members of both the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and the Madison Symphony, and I'm sure they have other things going too, as does Thomas. So welcome back to the midday. I think, Tim, it's your first appearance, but for the other two of you, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you are standmates, is that right, in the Madison Symphony?
We're standmates in Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. We've been so for about two years, and in Madison Symphony, we both play in the first violin section, so a lot of time playing close together.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I've ever asked anybody about what it's like being a standmate. How does that work? Are there issues that have to be worked out?
With us, no.
We've been friends for a long time, so it was kind of fun to begin being standmates about 2 years ago in the WCO. We have a lot of fun doing that, but there are definitely some sort of protocols that have to happen and some unspoken rules for stand partners as well, but we get along very well.
So. Is there such a thing as like having seniority as a stand partner and kind of telling the other person how it's going to be?
Seniority doesn't really exist in the modern orchestral world, I'd
really?
Say.
Really?
That's kind of a relic of a different time when players of, you know, more senior status could sort of outrank younger players. Now there's really pretty much equality within sections. There's inside-outside hierarchy within the desks, so string players all share music stands, and the inside player will often mark the part, turn the pages, but particularly in a chamber orchestra, we sort of share the load, and it's much more collaborative.
And so as stand partners, are you always playing the same notes?
Almost always. Every once in a while, a composer will split up a part within a section. The person on the outside will play the higher note, usually, and the person on the inside will play the bottom note. But almost all the time, we should be playing the same notes.
Now, you have expressed admiration, both of you, for some pieces that you actually just sent over this morning, Eleanor. These are performances of works by Henri Wieniawski, who is one of those great violinist composers of the 19th century. And he wrote this, among other things, he wrote, of course, concerto-length works, as well as these miniatures, these caprices. What is it that you find so appealing about this recording in particular that we're going to be hearing?
Well, I thought I would share this recording since we'd be playing some violin duets. It would be appropriate to share some of my favorite violin duets that we won't be performing today live. These are some of the Wieniawski Etude Caprices from his Opus 18. He wrote 7 of them, and one of my favorite things about them is that the two parts are meant as a teaching tool. The teacher's part being much easier than the students, actually. So you'll hear on the recording, this recording is with two violinists, Gringoltz and Bulov, and you'll hear one part that's very, very difficult and another part that's maybe not so difficult, where the teacher might even be able to talk and give direction while playing that part, which is interesting and fun to hear.
Yeah, is that typical that the teacher would take the easier part, do you think, in one of these?
This is a pretty, I don't know of any other pieces that are like this. Actually, normally an etude is an exercise for a solo player to work on technique, which is what this is meant to be. But I think Wieniawski maybe got sick of some of the other etudes his students were playing and wrote a part for himself, so he had something to do as well. But it's a little more interesting to play an etude when you have another part going on. You have another thing to pay attention to besides just your technique. And
anything in particular going on in this first one that we'll hear?
This will be number 2. It's an andante. It starts slow. It's very beautiful. It starts with just one player playing some difficult double stops, and then the instructor's part will come in partway through with a beautiful melody soaring over that sort of more etude technical part. And then in the middle, there are a couple really sort of fiery sections where both players actually have some really pyrotechnic playing going on.
Here it is. very unusual sound that Henri Vinyavsky gets there. And that performance was by Yulia Gringols and Alexander Bulov. That was the second of the caprices for two violins by Vinyavsky, one of the recordings admired by my guests today, Eleanor Bartsch and Tim Camps, who are here with pianist Thomas Kasdorf, performing live a little later during the midday today. Very difficult to identify that composer just on the basis of that. I mean, it sounds as if he knew his Bach, but other than that, who could say that that was Vinyavsky?
Absolutely. It's definitely a different side than we're used to hearing.
So it sounds like visually that would be a fun place to, a fun piece to see, because you could play so much to each other.
Yeah, I actually have performed this piece with my younger sister, Alice, who is a really talented violinist, also living in Madison right now, and we've enjoyed playing that piece. We switch off sometimes playing the more difficult student part and the less difficult teacher part.
It's fun to see, too, not only in performance, but also on the page. Eleanor and I have read through this piece a couple times, and you can certainly differentiate the student versus teacher part when looking at the music. It may be hard to tell in listening, but when you see it on the page, certainly the student part is much more ink.
Much more ink, yes. Many more notes, as the emperor would say in Amadeus. But we'll have a couple more of these to hear, too, that will give us maybe a little better dimension, a little clearer picture of how Vinyavsky approached these pieces for two violins. And what's happening in this next one?
This is a much faster movement, short. It's an allegro moderato, but there's nothing moderato about how these players play in this recording. I find it incredibly impressive.
You know, if you were going to be playing one of those two violin and two violins only pieces in a performance, would it be tempting to kind of slip into a little competition there?
I think so, yes. There's a great video on YouTube of the great violinist Itzhak Perlman and Pinchas Zukerman playing one of these pieces, and you can definitely see the visual is great because they're definitely egging each other on a little bit.
A little one-upmanship going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have one more short one from these Vinyavskys. And what's happening in this one?
This is a saltarella, which is a lively Italian dance.
Sure, there's one in the Italian Symphony of Mendelssohn.
Yes, yes. And so you'll hear... So the student part, which will be a lot more difficult in this etude, you'll hear a lot of sort of classic Vinyavsky triplet figures. And then in the instructor part, you'll hear some pizzicatos and some other fun little accents. But that student part is definitely really intense.
And action-packed 2 minutes. Well, it also has a bit the quality of one of those perpetual motion pieces, doesn't it? You could see kind of leading these poor violinists on for a long period of time before they finally get to rest.
Don't get lost.
So one of the etude caprices of Henri Vinyavsky, admired by my guests today, violinists Eleanor Bartsch and Thomas Kasdorf, those performances that we heard of those three caprices were by Yulia Gringoltz and Alexander Bielov. Another of those violinist composers of the 19th century who somehow doesn't have the reputation today of being the great concert violinist that, you know, Wieniawski did, but must have been quite the fiddler, was Louis Spohr.
Spohr was active in Germany in the early part of the 19th century and very prolific composer. He wrote 10 symphonies, 10 violin concertos, 10 operas.
Very entertaining autobiography.
Yes. And among his many many contributions to the violin world, he apparently invented the chin rest.
Oh, really? Well, that's. I see that both of you are employing.
Yeah,
I
hope we thank him for that.
Yeah, I hope he got some. Still getting some royalties for that. He'd be doing pretty well today. And what do you think characterizes Spohr's music? Is there a way to even characterize it?
The harmony is very consistent with the time in which he was active. You can certainly hear influences of Beethoven in places. And in fact, Spohr met Beethoven and wrote in his diary about Beethoven's bad handwriting and frantic playing.
Well, that bears out what others have said. And so what about this duo?
Well, this duo is for two violins solo. There's many double stops, and so it's very harmonious and melodic, fairly simple melodies.
Sometimes you wouldn't know it was just two players, since each of us are playing two notes at a time, so there'll actually be four notes at once.
We'll be listening for that.
Spohr being an excellent violinist, there are also some tricky passages as well. So.
Well, great. And this will take us just past 12:30, this duo by Louis Spohr. Thank you. A duo for two violins by Louis Spohr, who in addition to inventing the chin rest was also the first conductor to use a baton in England instead of the traditional staff. Back with Tim Camps and Eleanor Bartsch, violin and violin respectively, and we'll be hearing before too much longer from their pianist Thomas Kasdorf. And right now, though, we're just going to be hearing from you, Tim.
That's right. I have a short piece from the Bach Partita Number 3 for solo violin in E major. It's the Preludio. It's a quick, lively piece that I've known and loved for a long time. And to get us in the mood for Bach, which I think is the rest of what we have to play today, here's the Preludio from Partita Number 3.
Lovely, lovely stuff from Bach. That was the Preludio from the Partita in E, as played by Tim Camps. Well, we have spoken of Bach. Are you regenerated enough in the next few seconds, Tim, to launch into a larger work with Eleanor and Thomas over there at the piano?
I think so. I think it's why we're here.
That's the spirit.
Eleanor and I are gearing up for a series of performances with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra out in front of the orchestra, which is a nice opportunity for us. And the piece we'll be playing with the Chamber Orchestra is the Bach Double Concerto for two violins.
All right. Well, and it's a sort of a rarity. I mean, Bach didn't write a lot of concertos, and certainly is this the only one for two violins? I think it is, isn't it? Everybody ready? All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff from Johann Sebastian Bach. That was the two violin concerto, as played by Tim Camps and Eleanor Bartsch with pianist Thomas Kasdorf. And you're going to be playing that with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra when?
With the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra on August 18th at American Players Theater in Spring Green. That's a free concert. You can get tickets at wcoconcerts.org or by calling the office. And then again in Baraboo at Circus World Museum on August 22nd.
Taking it on the road. And of course, there'll be all that Masterworks concert series too, which you guys will be involved in.
That's right.
Well, thanks for joining me today, all three of you. Pleasure to have you on the Midday Today.
Thank you.
Look forward to the next time.